We saw the Mishnah's Chochma says that it's a mitzvah's pratis. That's what we started saying. And there's many different relationships in our dveikus to Hashem. Some as a son, some as a servant, some as a wife, some as a all different pitochen tivim that we have. A wife that's potach on a husband, a son that's potach on a father. Then he goes on and says, when he sibels ha'imuna, he Hashem dovuk le'nivroyo, Hashem is dovuk to us, la'achin le'em, tarfon b'tzolch l'hagin le'em, me'amedav, ve'achoyle ha'doyve, ve'achoyle va'ede, v'anyoni madridroshi. And Hashem is preparing for the, and giving us everything we need, everything that we're lacking, and to protect us from everything that's not good for us. We said this yesterday, that Hashem feels for us and cares for us more than we care for ourselves. Because Taras and Yatzar, he's balei choles, he can do anything. That's one of the things. If you want to have pure betochen on somebody, he would have to be somebody who is unlimited in his ability to give. Because as long as he would be limited, you really couldn't have full betochen in him, because it could be the area you need, that's where he's limited. So in order to have pure betochen in somebody, you would have to have the ability to be able to be kol yochel, to do whatever you need him to do. Im kein halo ye adam yoyshev betach v'shalav v'sheket v'lo yase asibes hamuchroches rak lemashe tilo al nivroim gzeira boisporach. He sits quietly and he doesn't do anything that one needs to do. What Hashem puts up him to do. And we spoke about that at length yesterday. We only do what we are chayev to do. And as we said, that's a very private place. That's mitzvah's practice. Okay, let's start from here. That's the Indian, the sugya of bo tadabek, that we have to cleave to Hashem. Shukiven shi yitzura Adam, shu dovek lahas soga hel yohinam Hashem yisparach. He starts recognizing this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is caring about him and has musogim about him much higher and much more than he could have for himself. He wants you to go to Olam Haba more than you want to get to Olam Haba. Don't know if you ever thought about that. Who wants you to get to Olam Haba more? You or Hashem? You would think, I want to get Hashem. I don't know, what's Hashem going to do with it? If I get Olam Haba a lot, my chpat lo. He's telling you the Meshes Chochma, Hashem cares more about you. He wants you to be Matzliach more than you want to be Matzliach. Gomor Shadal Shu, Ki Adat Yes Mekoivov, Ubegadis Breishis Alma Okoiv, Aza Adam Betuach Venoach Veenu Doig Meumelian Yonoi. Then the person is completely tranquil, relaxed. He's not worried about anything. Because what's your power? What can you do more than Hashem, who cares about you more than you care about yourself, and can do more than you can do? So what are you going to do? And that's called dveikus. Vehimitzus koileles bebechinus shoynes lekolan shayuma ad kana shoyna. And this mitzvah is very different, and has many different aspects, depending on all the different people involved, and therefore it's a mitzvah's pratis. I can do more than Hashem. I care about myself more than Hashem. No, Hashem cares about me more than I care about myself, and Hashem can do much more than I can do. So what am I worrying about? I can worry more than Hashem. That's one thing I can do better than him. That's okay. See where the smiles are coming from. Okay. So that's the Meshes Chochma, and that introduces, when we start the subject of a talk, and it introduces an enormous responsibility on each individual to take the time out to discover where he is in this whole picture. Okay, so let's try and understand a little bit this Meshes Chochma we just learned. Mitzvahs mitzvahs habetochen hi be'etzem kesher dveikes amiti im avoyim. I'm going to be very late today if he carries on screaming. Mor, you want to go tell him?
It's actually not him, it's his chavrusa.
Oh, it's his chavrusa screaming back
then? Oh,
well, that's cool. The kid is screaming at him? That's nice, okay. Well, he's ready to become a shkiach here. From a job, okay. Mitzvahs habetochen, etzim kesher dveikes amiti im avoyim. What is mitzvahs betochen? It's a live with Hashem. ובניין זה אי אפשר לתת הורו מדויקת שווה לכל אחד. You can't give a person exact instructions how to relate. שמידס ביטחוני של האדם היא כפי מידס דבקוסו. The midah b'tochen is according to the midah dveikus. V'kol echad l'fum darga delay, v'shura delay. Each person according to his level and according to what he's capable of. Tzarech l'treyach v'limtzoy es dargas dveikusa b'boiru. You have to discover what your real relationship is with Hashem. To the extent that you have that relationship with Dovik and Hashem, to the extent that you're relying on Hashem, let's put it that way, so too will be the betochen. Sometimes you can't tell a husband and a wife how to relate to each other. Don't give them clear instructions how to relate to each other. Give basic guidelines, you know, like don't stand the door in the face, buy flowers, general drop off, but exactly how to. Two very unique people living together in a very unique relationship, and they have to discover for themselves how to relate to each other. He does different likes, shares different likes, people communicate differently, people think differently. There's no two people in the world that are alike. You can't tell people how to get on with each other because there's a law of ed. Chinuch also. If your child says this, say this. If he does this, do this. Ridiculous. Let's go a little bit further. Mikiven shekesha hadveika shelanu in boira koloilom in nimshol leish veisha. Since the relationship between us and Hashem, the marshal for that relationship is a relationship of a husband and a wife. In kaiv kashem shelo noicha lahadrich bnei zug boifin mufurat alaleim laaso is bnei livnoi zikesh da 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 like I just said. Vnoicha limso biyodam rakes haklalim. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world you can do. There's a marriage book out there that I think the whole half the book is like, if he says this, then you say this. If she says this, then you say that. What should I do? You can give them the klalim, the yesoidus. You want to see this in depth, the way it relates to chinuch, but it applies everywhere. Rav Matisyahu Solomon has a sefer on chinuch. The Hakdama explains why you shouldn't write sforim on chinuch. And then he explains in the Hakdama what the sefer is. It's a sefer on klalim. It's not a sefer on telling you what to do if, you know, if little Chaim says this, then you say this. If he does this, then you do this. You have to learn the principles. And then go apply them in your own unique way. And not just do you have two different people, but not every time's the same. You can have two different people who've worked out what to say, and then tomorrow she's different. It's also wired into the system, no? Women don't stand still. They're prenatal, they're postnatal, they're premenstrual, they're postmenstrual. He's in a good mood, he's in a bad mood. He had a good day, he had a bad day. What worked yesterday doesn't work today. He functions better when the moon's full, she functions better. It's raining, it's not raining. These are things that have an impact on the way we relate. Misha ein hochem, umeivin midaita le poil al pia klalim shenitna biyodo, lo toil loy kol hadrocha. Someone who doesn't have his own understanding and know how to take these principles and apply them, so then Noah Droch is going to help. What are you going to tell him? You can't help him. What do you do if your kid does something at 3 o'clock in the morning that's not in the manual? You phone up the guy and say... Just picture the scene. Kid wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning and says something that's not in the book. You quickly phone up the guy. He just said this, what do I do? Yeah, the Klali Maplah then. Will you get it wrong sometimes? Of course. It's also why I don't do this. You're going to get it wrong sometimes. You are Shem's bride. No one can tell you how to behave. No one can tell you to conduct yourself. Everybody has to take out some time to just be very real. Very real. Where am I really holding my relationship with Hashem? And then slowly grow it, a little bit every day. Not where he's holding and not where you should be holding and not what they said you, and not what the Maharal says. And where am I holding Be'emes? And then grow it slowly in the right direction. Now we get back to our original question. So what are all these svarim and shittas and approaches at Mubabelet Arosh on Hilchus Betochen? The Sugya Betochen is filled with unbelievable wisdom and Torah. It's like a pharmacy that's filled with wonderful medications. What do you know? You walk into the pharmacy and you take all the medications on the shelf? Or you choose for yourself whichever one you want? No, you got to take what's my tip for you. Kol yudi oilam mole, lekol echad yesh nisoynes misug acher. Everyone is a whole world, and everyone's got his own unique nisoynes. Lo areze ka areze, lekol echad moide di umasharim bedikduk nifles kol ayesurim oim bimalov. Everybody gets exactly with an exquisite accuracy how much yisurim a person has to go through, and how much worry you're going to have, and how many... Everything's meduyak for you. There's no one situation that's shovel kol nefesh. Each person, according to his unique situation, has to find the betochen that works for him. Diversity is also wired into the system, right? Two people are not the same. You will not find two people the same. That's dveikus. It's you alone in the Cheder Yichud with Hashem. The same as you're alone in the Cheder Yichud with your wife. No one can tell you what to do right now. So what is Yichud? What's the mashmois of the word? Yochid, Yichud, is to be alone. The law called Goyram Zah, with no external influences. Ach, but call Zeus. We are going to tell you though, however, that there's one type of betochen that's much more matim for our generation, as we can explain at length. The bottom line is again, it's a klal. They'll tell you which environment to function in, but how you function in that environment, you have to work out for yourself. But of all the mahalchim of betochen, there is one that you'll agree with, I'm sure, by the time we finish, which is the Ma'od Matim for this generation, and the others are not Matim for this generation. But again, it's not telling you what to do on a day-to-day basis, it's giving you the klal, and now you go work that out, how you do that on your own. Take 1 minute to think about, Hashem comes to you, And he tells you the following. I want you to choose. I can deal with you in one of two ways. You get to choose. If you have proper betochen in me, you have whatever you want. Panosa, briot, oisha, kovad, yeladim tzadikim, kemoshe rabbeinu, kiyim kekairach, olam al piderech ze. You got it? Sounds delicious. Do whatever you want. Panosa, children, shalom, bay, akol akol musuda. The nasty neighbor disappears, whatever you want, the Rebbe and the Cheder disappear. Hakol hakol mesuda, yeah? You get whatever you want, you have to just make sure that you're on the right level of betochen, but you get there, you get whatever you want. What's the catch? Because there's got to be a catch, right? What's the catch? Al piderech ze hincha machraim l'chay ha-netzach shelachem. You're responsible for your olam haba. Uben antches ha-maisim alon li-yoy she-izboru ki kibaltim kvar kol ma she-ratzitam kan u-miyad ve-lo noise lechem u-ma. Maybe that when the final reckoning comes up and you know you do your final balance sheet, you'll realize you've actually been paid everything you deserve already. And there's nothing left for you in the next world. So you get everything you want in this world. Olam Haba is your problem. How you get into Olam Haba is your hassle. I'm getting involved, Hashem says. You use up all your schiyot in this world. Don't. You leave yourself something over, you leave yourself, it's all up to you. The other derech is close your eyes, keep quiet, and just follow me. You're going to have a lot of things you don't want. You won't understand what Hashem wants for you. It's going to be painful. Hashem says, I'm in charge of your Olam Haba. You trust me to get you a good seat in Olam Haba. You accepted Hashem in this world, Hashem will accept you in the next world. Anybody tell me that they'll do the first one?
It's what we are asking. Good life, Parnassah, Chedban.
We have to ask for it.
Yes.
Why? We'll see. That's another story why we ask for those things.
You don't get into Olam Haba, where do you go? Just stand there by the door? Greeting people?
The way that I heard it described, is Ata sham, aval ein lecha mokoim sham, ve ein tza godol mizeh. Moshe Shapiro Zatzal said it. I don't know what it means, I'm just telling you the words. You're there, but you have no space to be there. It means you're there, but you maybe try, one second, I'm not trying to tell you what he said, but I've heard it said slightly differently, or maybe this is something completely else, I don't know. But it's you have no existence, but you're aware of your lack of existence. I'm going to go into a debate about what you do with those words. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not a nice thing. Whatever it is. In this world, sorry, one second. This world is Olam HaSheker. It means there's place for Sheker to be Tefes in this world. There's space. Yes, Mokum is Sheker in this world. Yeah, you with me? You see that? When you get to Olam HaEmes, there's no space for Sheker to be Tefes there. You can't have Sheker in that world. Someone whose whole life is built on Sheker is going to get there and have no space to exist. But he'll be there knowing that he doesn't exist. Exactly what that feels like and what that... But it doesn't sound nice. Those are the words.
You're on a glass, behind a glass.
I have no idea what those words mean. I'm not going to even try and interpret them. If anybody else that wants to, you're welcome to. Although... It's not that you're standing looking at the party and you can't join in the party. You're not there. Bichlal. There's no makom for you in the room. But you know that you're there and you know you have no existence. I don't know what that means. But those are the words.
Okay.
What's your question? Picture what? Why do you need to picture Lama Ba here? No, no, no. We're not trying to get to Lama Ba here. We're trying to decide who's going to be a cry for what. I'm in charge. I'm in charge, and I take everything I want here. And I have to deal with making sure that I get to Lama Ba. Well, no, I'll leave it all to Hashem. Hashem will take care of everything. Yeah, and he'll worry about my Lama Ba. What a Lama Ba is going to be something amazing. You want to work out what it's going to look like? We can go through the exercise quickly. What does the Mishnah say? One moment of Kairos Ruach of Olam Haba is greater than all the pleasure of Olam Hazeh. Okay? So I'll give you a Musa exercise. Okay? One second, you don't know how big it is yet because you haven't done the Musa exercise. I'll give you a Musa meditation to do. What's a Kairos Ruach? Mordechai Mele explained it like this. You come home, Erev Shabbos, your wife's cooking your favorite soup. Another feeling? And you smell the soup. The pleasure you get from smelling the soup, that's a Kairos Ruach. It's not the etzem pleasure itself, it's just a whiff of the pleasure. You haven't eaten the soup yet. You just got a smell of it. So a Kairos Ruach, a moment of Kairos Ruach in Olam Haba, is more than all the pleasure in this world. Now, how much pleasure is there in this world? So imagine for yourself all the pleasures you had today. Squeeze those into one moment. But that's not enough, because it was a week. It was a month, it was a year. Take all the pleasures you had in a year. Squeeze them into one moment. Okay? It's been about 10, 15 minutes doing that. Now take 10 years, then 20, 30, 40, 120 years of your life. But it's not just your life. It's 120 years of your wife, of your children, of your neighbors, of your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, all the people in your building, all the people in your neighborhood, all the people in your city. All 8 billion people in the world, however many there is today. Yeah? You squeeze that into one moment, that's still not all the pleasure there is in one whiff of Olam Haba. Because what are all the people that existed from Adam Arishon that are going to exist until the game's over? Take all the pleasure that everybody has, and this, you have to spend hours doing this. You don't have to just say it, you have to actually sit there and meditate it. All the pleasure that there ever was and ever will be, and condense that into one moment, and put that on the scale with the smell of the soup. And the smell of the soup's greater. So whatever it is, it's a good thing. You don't want to blow it. You don't want to blow it. That's why Schar Mitzvah Baha Al Melech. There is no reward in this world for one mitzvah. You know why? There's a lot of pleasure in this world for one mitzvah. You know, all the pleasure that is in the world and squeeze it into one moment, that's not enough to pay you for one mitzvah. I'll give you another example that the Bali Musa bring. You win the lottery. Mega Million lottery. What's it today? $400, $500, $600 million. So you go off there, they give you a check for $300 million, right? Because they keep on. What do you think? They're stupid. And no one ever objected. Eh? It's amazing. No one ever sued them for the other half. Yeah, someone's giving you $600 million and it cost you $1. And then they take like, and then the tax man, whatever. So you got your check for $300 million. From all the excitement, you feel you need a rest, so you go off to the local, village place to go have a little holiday, whatever, yeah? You rent a tzimmer and you go off to the holiday. You go into the local bank there that's open 2 afternoons a week. And you go to the guy, can you cash the check for me? Yeah, what does the guy say to you? We don't have it. What are you talking about? We don't have that kind of money. Maybe if you warn us a month in advance, we order a book and we'll send it, but probably not. You're gonna have to go to the, you know, you're gonna have to go to New York, and you have to go to the main branch, and you're gonna have to order it from there, and then eventually they'll give you the cash. You know, they'll arrest you if you try to do that. But I'm talking about in a normal world, yeah? Where the check's mine, the money's mine, I can do what I want with it after I've paid tax. You know, we live in a new world, if you noticed. It's your money, you've paid tax for it, and you still can't do whatever you want with it. I thought I left South Africa. Anyway, fine. You understand the problem? Or you send your kid down to the Macaulay with a check to buy a gila, shamemet, whatever, I don't know, packet of cheese. And you give him a thing, well, what was the, no, here's the gila, 3 shekel 25, and I want change. There's no, the currency we need for Lama Bar, the currency doesn't work here. So you want to take a chrys on that world? And then you can have whatever you want in this world. That's the choice you're given. Or Hashem says, let me fly the boat. You just sit in the back, enjoy the flight. Let me fly the plane, sorry. You just enjoy the flight. I'll get you to where you need to get to. What you need to do, and the errors you have bechira and you have a chrayas, don't rely on me for that, Hashem says. That we mentioned yesterday, Chovar Sovav said someone has betochen in the areas that he's not supposed to have betochen with tipesh. He's a fool. You're going to lose your lama bar there as well. But in everything else, in the panasa, the briu, the aisha, the kovad, yeladim tzadikim, kamosha rabbeinu, rashim kekoyrech, all that stuff, Hashem says, I'll take care of it. You just work in the areas where you have bechira, that's all, and I'll take care of everything else. So who's going to choose the first derech? Who's prepared to take responsibility for that? You'll have everything you want in this fleeting world, and that pleasure is absolutely nothing. We've just explained why it's nothing. Yeah? You can have your own private $65 million jet. You don't have to stay in lines when you go overseas. You don't have to. You know what I'm saying? You can be the president of America. You can have whatever you want. You can have the whole of Olam Hazeh. Or you can have what I want to give you in Olam Haba. You choose. Now it may be that you would be able to pull it off. You may be able to take care of yourself in Olam Hazeh and still get your Olam Haba, but you prefer to take the chance. Kind of a high risk game, no? Can I answer your question? We have to go do the work. And no matter how long is that pleasure last for? How long does it last for? Forever. How long's forever? The Victor Meliao of Desla is a very, very cute exercise to do, also a nice meditation to do. You're in touch a little bit with how long eternity is. I'm sure about the bird with the little grains of sand. The Baalei Musa say that we were given imagination to be used for the correct reason, for this, to imagine, to damien. You have to use your imagination, otherwise you can't be a Ben Aliyah. What happens is the Yetzirah uses it for the wrong thing. Ein sofik ke kulone ayinu boichim b'derech hashnia. Unless there's any objections, going once, going twice, everybody chooses the second path, right? Oh, so stop kvetching. You all chose the second path. What are you complaining about when it doesn't go the way you want? Mi uze shi yiz la'alo saldaita ku yodei ma'yeb emes tova vuru l'netzach netzochim. How do you know what's good for you netzach netzochim? Rak av kodes goroloi b'yad Hashem hu aderech haroi. Give it over to Hashem. That makes perfect sense, no? We do it with our money. We give these guys our money to look after and they charge you more than you make profit. Never understood why people still do that. You've got $10 million, you give it to some guy who's got a, whatever, I don't know what they call these people, some fancy name, the fancy offices in Wilshire Boulevard or whatever. And I went to Los Angeles fundraising once, so you know, okay. And hedge funds and schmedge funds and whatever, all these wonderful products that they have. And then he makes 3% for you and his fee's 5% and people still keep giving him. And when you go see them for a donation, they cry poverty, these guys. And when you go to their clients, they're crying poverty. So no one's got any money. I'm funny what's going on. Giving it to Hashem, that's what makes the profit. In Tzanelamdim, Ki das kol maskomas l'shitas Rashi ki zehu derech habatochen ha-tovu b'yoseh. Everybody agrees in this generation. What was different before, I'm not going into. But now in this generation, everybody agrees that Rashi Shitin Betochen is the best. B'derech zu ein tafkidu l'adam litakesh Actually, kibbles muvoksha, a person doesn't have to meet a kesh until he gets what he wants. Elu yoichel akavul is kol abo alav miyad Hashem betimus. Whatever comes from Hashem, he can recover betimus. Shrei rak hu yodeya ma hu tovosu amitis. Because only he really knows what's really good for you. Well, that has to be worked through and internalized and worked. That's the void in betochen. We'll have to understand why, if that's true, there is the first sheet of betochen bichlal. That's only for a few yechidim. So why do we all learn chayvus halavav shara betochen? Just learn the Rashi in Chumash. It's a three-line Rashi. And what do we have to start learning shara betochen chayvus halavav for? We'll have to understand that. That you have to understand, that'll be Rabbi Akiva and Moshe Rabbeinu. Metz Hashem will get there next week to understand why you need a Moshe Rabbeinu and a Rabbi Akiva, and why do you need a Chovos Halavos, and why do you need a Rashi, why do you need Tzadik V'Toivlo and Tzadik V'Ralo. That's really where the sugya comes into. Very nice, very halachal amaisa, more practic. So that's the, there's a proof of Tzadik V'Toivlo and there's a proof of Tzadik V'Ralo. We're in the Tkuf of Tzadik V'Ralo, just in case you haven't noticed. In case everyone's making mistakes. Mm-hmm.